Now we come to one of those Irish-American songs that I'm so fond of. Yes, I don't like them all, but there are some very nice ones that have happy memories for me. And I know a lot of Irish people don't like them. They just think they're very stage Irishy. But okay, so be it. If you accept them for what they are, Irish-American songs, and nothing wrong with them. I think they used to call them narrow-back songs at one time. I'm not quite sure if that's quite correct, but I'm almost sure it is. Here's Ruby Murray, yes, one of my favourite singers, and her interpretation of the song. And yes, it's one of those songs that my mammy used to sing. That's another one of those tracks that was originally done on a vinyl album and has been transferred to a CD. I don't think it did too well transferring. I think it left a lot to be desired technically. But Ruby Murray there and A Little Bit of Heaven. Agus anois an Aoráin a Scéalga, and now a song again in Irish, this time from the Chieftains. Now, I don't care where in the world you are, you will have heard of the Chieftains. And here they're singing a song for us entitled An Puc Ar Bhuilleadh, or the Mad Puck Goat. You don't need to know what it's all about. I'll explain. This has a chorus that whenever the song is sung, everybody joins in the chorus, right? And you don't have to know the words. All you do is, Allelu, Willelu, Allelu, on Pucker Willa, Allelu, Willelu, Allelu, on Pucker Willa. Everybody joins in that, okay? Dog, divil and chicken, here goes the the chieftains and on Puck Erbwilla, the Mad Puck Goat.
Ermagwaldan Shir Kondrohdivora, he came hoots make dull in hell. He kasviram megomar kyoi, a puck on prone say Erbwilla.
The rimmer Krasner, Tir and Logos, the Glushin Kora, Kerfwed, Namwinda, Estrasker Dawar, Shansen, Mutter Toga. What's the known the brown left window?
The chieftains there, I was singing along merrily to the chorus there, and on Puck Erbwilla, or the Mad Puck Goat. Now it's turn of the ladies again, and this girl has a most unusual voice. I'm speaking, of course, of Maura O'Connell. When I say unusual, she has a wonderful way of putting a song across. You remember she sang My Irish Molly O a couple of weeks ago for us. But this one, when I heard it first, I knew the song well, but when I heard Maura's interpretation, I said, that is the best version of that lovely old song sung for us here by Maura O'Connell. Maggie.
The violets were sent in the woods, Maggie, displaying their charms to the breeze. When I first said I loved only you, Maggie, and you said you loved chestnut blooms gleam through the glades. Maggie, a robin sang aloud from the tree. When I first said I love only you, Maggie, and you said you loved only me. A golden row of daffodils shone, Maggie, and danced with the leaves on the breeze.
Hasn't she got a wonderful plaintive voice and a nice, simple little arrangement of that song, Maggie? And I've a feeling at the back of my head somewhere that my dad used to sing that song when he had 2 cups of strong tea. And that was Maggie from Maura O'Connell. On last week's programme, I played a lovely slow version, I think it was last week or was it the week before, of Joni Madden. I think it was Longing for Home I played. Now this Joni Madden lady, she is a wonder. She plays the whistle, right? Various types of whistles. Earlier on the programme, we played Eileen Ivers, and I was saying she was fantastic on the fiddle. This girl is just the same on the whistles. And here, this week, she's livened it up for us a bit. Here's Joni Madden with some reels.
Thank you. the girls along. They pulled my hair, they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home.
She's handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is caught in a 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she?
Says he loves her and all the boys are fighting for her. Knocking on the door and they're ringing on the bell, saying, oh my true love, are you well?
Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murphy says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with the rolling knife. Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Put my hair, the stone might come, but that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's a belle of Belfast City. She is courting a 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she?
And from the sky, she's as nice as apple pie, and she'll get her own lad by and by.
When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, it's Patrick Murphy she loves still. Tell me ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Put my hair, stole my comb, and that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please will you tell me who is she? She's handsome, she is pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City.
A bit of a rip-roaring version of the Belfast song, I'll Tell Me Ma When I Go Home. And now for that lovely old song, The Last Rose of Summer. And here's Maureen Hegarty's version of this. I think on one of the very early versions of Sounds Irish, I played Deanna Durbin's version of it. Here, Maureen Hegarty and The Last Rose of Summer.
Thank you.
gems drop away. When true hearts die with it and fall on the floor.
A couple of weeks ago on the programme, we played Maureen Hegarty's version of How Are Things in Glacomorra. There we heard her beautiful singing of The Last Rose of Summer. She has a gorgeous voice. Now, another bit of country and Irish. Earlier on, Frank McCafferty was telling us about when he was a lad. Here, Sean Wilson is reminiscing again about the passing of time and things the way they used to be in the old days.
Remember a time when the world was so different. Neighbors would greet you with a wave or a smile. Locals would talk of events of the day and visit the old folk or stay for a while. Money was scarce, yet we were all happy. Potatoes and butter was the dish of the day. People would cycle for miles upon miles, walking their bare feet just to worship and pray. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. Working hard all day long, or to hear a young person in whistle or song, or dancing a set on an old kitchen floor. These are the things we don't see anymore. We'd head for the dance hall when the weekend came round, as long as there was a few bob to be found. The oil-burning lamp and the old shanty will always remain my memory. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. The friends and the times that we left behind, those innocent days were yours and all mine. Those days are gone, and it's time to move on, as the world keeps on changing with the passing of time. As the world keeps on changing with the passing of time.
Now, I am aware that this next track has been recorded by a number of artists, both here in Ireland and in Scotland. It's a track entitled Cottage in the Country, and it tells one of these emigration stories again. I think there was a great version of it by Isla Grant, was there not? But this is Martin Byrne, and I don't think we've heard Martin on Sounds Irish, so we'll have to put that to rights. Cottage in the Country.
There's an old cottage waiting country, waiting for someone to call. There's an old kettle boiling by the fire. There's an old welcome mat in the hall. and travel far across the stormy sea to fight for the things that he believed in with a song and the guitar on his knee. But they hoped and prayed that he'd return to them.
Martin Byrne and The Cottage in the Country. I was sent this track, friends, during the week from a friend of mine who works at a radio station here in Ireland. It's a recording by the Willoughby Brothers of a song called Our Mother, Our Friend. He said, Joe, I think this will go down really well on your Sounds Irish programme, which I listen to, Joe. Well done indeed. And the Willoughby Brothers, I think there are quite an amount of them. I think there's about five or six. But this is their wonderful version, a song dedicated to their mother. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll dedicate this to all mothers listening to Sounds Irish. And you can include your mother in this as well.
And evenings we can still recall, time shared together, the greatest times of all. For in her eyes we were everything, as a family let us join and sing.
Remember and cherish the moments we share. He'll keep our memory deep within our hearts. For in our eyes, she was everything. As a family, let us join and sing.
We all stand.
Isn't that a great song? The Willoughby Brothers, Our Mother, Our Friend. Well, friends, that's been Sounds Irish for this week. Hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a ball putting it all together. Just want to say, take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together next week, Joe Ball is saying, take good care. God bless. Travel safely. Sloan. Bye.